This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump is ramping up his attack on the four freshman congresswomen with whom he's been feuding. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
At a rally in North Carolina, the president called them out one by one, accusing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Presley of hating America.
They never have anything good to say. That's why I say, hey, if they don't like it, let them leave.
Even after the House rebuked his statement that they should go back to the countries they came from, the president used it to rally the Greenville crowd, which chanted, "Send her back." It's another sign he'll use racial division to stoke his base for next year's election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sees it as the president trying to divert attention from the issues he's facing and wants Democrats to stay focused.
Let's not waste our time on that.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Protests against the governor of Puerto Rico turned violent again on Wednesday. Police fired tear gas as protesters set fire and threw rocks. Wednesday's events come just a day after a peaceful demonstration against Governor Ricardo Rosello turned hostile when protesters and police clashed on Monday. Singer Ricky Martin and actor Benicio del Toro were among those to join the protesters as they marched on the governor's residence. Martin saying, "If our leaders are so bad, we cannot fall to that game. Puerto Rico, let's keep moving forward, united, strongly and decisively." The political turmoil comes at a critical stage in the U.S. Commonwealth's historic bankruptcy and as its officials seek billions of dollars in funding from the federal government for health care and for recovery efforts following devastating hurricanes. This is VOA News. A Japanese fire official says at least 23 people are presumed dead and more missing after a man set fire at a famous animation studio in Kyoto. Police say the 41-year-old man burst into the Kyoto animation studio and began spreading a flammable liquid and shouting "die" as he set it on fire. Some of the more than 30 people hurt in the attack suffered critical injuries. The suspected arsonist was also injured. Several civil rights groups filed a motion for a temporary restraining order to block the Trump administration's new asylum rule, which went into effect Tuesday. The new rule would categorically bar asylum for migrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border without applying for and being denied asylum in any country they pass through on their way to the U.S. The American Civil Liberties Union, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Center for Constitutional Rights filed the lawsuit.
This administration is attacking Central American migrants, doesn't want asylum seekers coming here. This is just the latest in a series of attacks, including taking babies and toddlers away from Central American asylum seekers.
Trump administration officials have said the new rule is meant to ease the strain on the U.S. asylum system. The U.S. Senate's top Democrat is expressing concerns about a trendy smartphone app developed by a Russian company that shows people what they might look like when they get older. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer's written to the FBI and the Federal Trade Commission saying that he's concerned the Face app, which was developed by a company in Russia, could pose a security risk for the U.S. and a privacy risk for users. Schumer says it would be deeply troubling if personal information was provided to a hostile foreign power, which has been engaged in cyber hostilities with the United States. Others have expressed concerns about the information collected through FaceApp, which is really popular, allowing users to see themselves as younger and older. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The heat wave that has been roasting much of the U.S. in recent days is just getting started. Meteorologist Bob Orovec in an AP interview forecast temperatures to soar past 100 degrees in parts of the country Saturday and Sunday.
Heat indices are going to be 105 to 115 degrees across parts of the Midwest from Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and then along the East Coast, especially across the urban corridor from Richmond up to D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York City.
More than 100 local heat records are expected to fall Saturday, according to the National Weather Service. The United States officially removing Turkey from its F-35 stealth fighter jet program. We have more on that story on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.